God, thank you so much for this time that you've given us to remember your Son this morning. God, as we're exposed to your word, I pray that you would produce worship in us and cause us to live lives that are worthy of this calling. Amen. Please open your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. Matthew 26, verse 28. Today, as we prepare ourselves to take communion together, we are going to fix our eyes on the power and purpose of Jesus' blood. We are going to look at two things that are true about the blood of Jesus, which Jesus himself says just hours before his blood is spilled. Jesus' blood has both power and purpose. Read with me, starting in verse 26. While they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you." Why? Verse 28. "For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins." In the hours before Jesus' death, he has this final meal with his disciples. He gives this cup, and he points to the power and purpose of his own blood. What is this covenant talked about here? It's this. It's the declaration of the sovereign will of God to enter into a new saving relationship with believers. This covenant is a sovereign declaration of a saving relationship. God has determined to save sinners, but the price for their salvation can be paid by none other than Jesus. The purpose of this covenant is extreme. God is going to save sinners, ones who were his enemies. Not only will he spare them, but he will make them righteous in his sight. Jesus, the spotless Lamb, is the only one who could save his people from their sin. And here he's calling his shot. By his precious blood spilled at the cross, he is sovereignly declaring a new saving relationship between himself and those who trust him. His blood is poured out for many and for forgiveness. I want you to see the power and purpose of Jesus' blood in these last two statements of our verse. Jesus, in this Last Supper, declares that his blood is about to be poured out. He is sovereign even over his death. And his blood will be poured out for many. People from every tribe, nation, and tongue are being saved into a relationship with God. The scope is vast, but it's also definite. Not everyone is saved. Do you see that? Many are saved. Those who trust in Jesus are the ones who are saved from their sin. My biggest problem is that I have sinned against a holy God. The just penalty for this sin is death and eternal punishment. The only payment that is sufficient for this transgression is the blood of Jesus. I need the forgiveness which comes through through his blood. Jesus' blood has both power and purpose. Are you one of those who've been saved? Have you been saved from your sins by putting your faith in Jesus? In just a moment, the men will come forward and hand out some juice and some crackers. If you're a believer, use this time to remember Jesus' mighty and effective work on your behalf. Remember that Jesus' blood had both power and purpose for you, believer. As his blood was spilled on the cross, he sovereignly declared you to be in a saving relationship with him. Use this as a time to cultivate thankfulness for Jesus. Confess and begin walking in repentance of any known sin. As you remember Jesus, please eat the bread and juice on your own. If you have not believed in Jesus, we want to thank you so much for being here. You are in a good place right now because you get to hear the best possible news. Jesus saves sinners. You are not in a safe place, though. Jesus has and will save many by his blood, but you must repent and believe. Please talk to me or the one who brought you or the elders after the church. We'd love to tell you about this salvation found in his blood. As the bread and the juice come down the aisles, please let it pass you by, because this is a time for believers to remember Jesus and what he's done. Men, please come forward and serve us. As you're prepared, eat and drink on your own.